This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Flooded streets, wrecked homes, no power. It's a devastating image in Florida after Hurricane Ian slammed through last week, barreling all the way up into the Carolinas. The AP's Julie Walker.
Helicopters rescue residents like Sean McCaffrey from the barrier islands, cut off from the mainland.
I should have left. I shouldn't have stayed.
Flooding damage extending inland. People using boats to get around the streets of Northport. John Chihill using two of them to tow his family's possessions along with his daughter.
It's an act of God, you know. I mean, it's all you can do is pray and hope for a better day tomorrow.
Governor Ron DeSantis visiting Chihill's community saying that day will come.
I'm optimistic that things are going to bounce back quicker than people would normally think from a storm like this. It doesn't mean there aren't challenges. Of course there's challenges.
President Biden visits Florida Wednesday to survey the damage. I'm Julie Walker.
61 people died in Florida in the storm, 4 in North Carolina. The Supreme Court is beginning its new term. The AP's Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman says there's something new this morning.
The Supreme Court begins a new term on Monday that includes major cases on race and college admissions, voting rights, and the environment. And the court has a new justice on the bench. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first Black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. Her presence on the bench, which is made up of 6 conservatives and 3 liberals, is unlikely to change the outcome of the biggest cases.
Now to Ukraine. The Russian military is acknowledging that Ukraine's forces have broken through Moscow's defenses in the strategic Kherson region in the south. A passenger's iPhone automatically alerted responders in Lincoln, Nebraska, after a car hit a tree, killing all 6 of those inside the car. This is AP News. President Biden's going to Puerto Rico today as it recovers from hurricane damage.
President Biden is set to survey storm damage in Puerto Rico, which suffered catastrophic flooding last month. Before Hurricane Ian hit the U.S. East Coast, Fiona came ashore in Puerto Rico, and 2 weeks later, tens of thousands remain without power.
We're going to stay with it and stay at it as long as it takes.
The president says his administration will not forget the U.S. territory as it recovers. He is expected to announce some $60 million for shoring up its levees and flood walls and to create a new flood warning system. He's due to visit Florida Wednesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Don't skip the flu shot this fall. The flu may come back this fall after it dropped to low levels during the pandemic, say experts. So they're reminding you to get the flu shot. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.